Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. It's, again, Saturday show. We're here live. Ian with you.
And Mark.
The website, by the way, allows you to actually control the content. So when you go there, everything you see on the front page, for the most part, was submitted by listeners just like you. So when you find something online that you think's interesting and you'd like our listeners to be aware of it, you can just go and submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. Other listeners at that point will then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website. Once again, freetalklive.com. Coming up here, an update on the Ron Paul situation. I guess there's some desperate tactics that are being perhaps going to be employed against him down in South Carolina, where we are on in both Myrtle Beach and Charleston tonight. So we'll update you on that, but first, the Girl Scouts. There's some controversy surrounding them, and you know, you might ask yourself, how in the world could a group as wholesome, at least in concept, as the Girl Scouts have such controversy? Well, according to CBS in Los Angeles, a Ventura County Girl Scout is at the center of a national controversy after she's released a video calling for a boycott of the group's popular cookies over what she calls a radical homosexual agenda.
What?
The girl, who has only been identified as 14-year-old Taylor, cited the recent decision by Girl Scout officials to allow a 7-year-old transgender boy to join a Colorado-based troop last fall. In a video that first appeared Wednesday, Taylor linked proceeds from cookie sales to push a radical homosexual agenda at the expense of the Scouts' safety. So apparently the suggestion is that by allowing a 7-year-old transgender boy into the Girl Scouts, that the safety of the other Scouts is
in danger somehow. You know, I've watched television shows. My wife watches this Oprah network, and I've seen a couple of shows on transgendered children. And all I can do is feel for the families. Now, I would not know what it's like, and I can't say that I would be thrilled to death if my son, Jack, who's 3.5, began acting like a girl, and I don't, it doesn't, you know, by all accounts, it doesn't seem like this is going to be a problem.
He was just showing you his car collection earlier today.
But, you know, some little girls like cars, but, you know, I can only imagine what it's like for a family to have to deal with that situation where, you know,
and all the difficulty.
The little boy wants to run around in tutus and swing a fairy wand and, you know, whatever, you play with an easy bake oven or whatever it is that, and I mean, all these things were happening on the television. I'm not making anything up. And I what do you do in that circumstance when you do you beat it out of him? Because I don't think that's going to work.
You love your son or daughter. You love your children, right? And then you support them. And that's not an easy
role. The world's full of every single one of us is a weirdo, right? Every one of us is a weirdo. And the question is, how are you weird? And you know, I'm just not. I can hardly imagine what it's like for these families. And then, you know, I mean, do you not? Does the little boy or girl or whatever you're going to call the transgendered child? You're not allowed to go out. You're too weird to go out. Sorry.
Well, that would be the problem with the parents, right? I mean, you're talking about issues that parents have with having to deal with this. What we're discussing here is a 7-year-old born a boy who believes he's a girl, right? He's transgender. And so for him, it feels entirely normal to be girl-like and do girly things, and he feels like he's a girl.
For everything I saw on these television shows, that was the experience that was going. That was what was happening. You know, there were transgendered kids that really, truly felt like they were the other sex. And so many anomalies happen in the world. So many strange things happen. You got calves with two heads.
Right.
You know, you've got
Chinese twins.
You've got people born with, you know, an odd number of chromosomes. there was a there's a British woman supposedly has two vaginas. I know that there's a chromosomal situation where men will have two penises. So you're telling me that somebody couldn't be of an in their mind one gender and their body another? Seems unlikely to me. I mean, seems if you've got 7 billion people on the planet, the lottery's going to pick you.
Right, and there aren't enough transgender children out there to create the transgender scouts. So what do you then have, what do you do then at that point? If what this group is saying is, well, we're going to boycott the Girl Scouts because they allowed this little boy slash girl, this young person.
Transgendered individual.
Into their troop. Well, we know the Boy Scouts are a pretty intolerant group of folks. I mean,
there've been some stories in the past. I don't know anything, but there've been some stories.
I'm pretty sure they don't allow, unless they've changed their policy. I'm pretty sure they don't allow gay people into the Boy Scouts, and they don't like atheists.
Gay people need to be able to tie knots.
Yeah, and they don't like atheists in the Boy Scouts. From the disconnect I have, I don't have kids, but from having seen news stories about the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts over the years, it seems like the Girl Scouts is the more tolerant organization of the two.
Okay.
So what do you do? I mean, he can't join the Boy Scouts because he thinks he's a girl, right? He wouldn't feel right in the Boy Scouts. Therefore, that leaves him with the Girl Scouts, and now people are getting upset about it. Let me give you a little more from the news story here. Again, 14-year-old Taylor from Ventura, California, has come out with a video demanding people boycott the cookies of the Girl Scouts, which that's going to be a tough thing to get people to
boycott. Yeah, sure. Fine cookies.
Right. The group is also calling...
My first year is gluten intolerant, though, so, what am I going
to
do?
A statement of on the group's website, honestgirlscouts.com, called for the Girl Scouts of the U.S. to eliminate sex education from Girl Scout permission and curricula. So apparently they want to take this even further and stop, any kind of sex talk at Girl Scouts.
I wonder,
Wouldn't want our Girl Scouts to be safe with their sexual activity, would we?
I don't know what it's like for kids these days, but, I'd say the different families have different policies. And, frankly, I don't think that the education that I got going, being raised in my family and going to the Christian school I went to was sufficient in the area of sex education. And, I'd like kids to be able to get opinions from all sides. I'm not talking about them seeing scat porn or anything like that. I'm just saying, that... The whole thing is, go ahead and get married, you'll figure it out from there. Mm. It's just not sufficient for me.
Yeah. Especially not when young people are experimenting with sex. It seems like younger and younger ages.
I don't know if it's younger and younger ages or just people are finding out that it's that their kids are more often, they have videos and things now. Who knows? It seems like kids probably... Come on, let's be serious. As long as there have been kids, there's been experimentation.
No doubt about it, Mark. And maybe you are right. Maybe there's just more attention being paid to it today. But on the other hand, you could argue that young people are more quickly exposed to sexuality today than they have been in the past. But all that said, the group is calling for the organization to cut ties with the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts, also known as WAGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGGG
fond of Planned Parenthood, frankly.
Why?
Well, because they push abortions.
What do you mean they push them?
They seem to, from all accounts, they're not doing family planning as much as they're doing abortion planning.
Have you talked to them? I mean, have you gone
I have been in Planned Parenthood offices, okay, if that's what you're asking me. But, the things that I've read and statistics I've looked at, I'm not that fond of them.
You're saying if somebody comes into their office and says they want to have a baby, they'll try to talk them out of it? Is that what you're saying?
That is what the claims are from some folks.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, I can only take information in life. You can only get information two ways. You can have your own experience and you can believe authority. And, I've read some stuff on the internet and I'm not fond of abortion in general. I think it's a poor way to solve problems.
Sure, I see where you're coming from, but, it's a realistic thing that people do. I could see where you're coming from if it was like a policy of the organization to try to stop people from having children that want to. That doesn't make much sense. But if that's their policy, then that would be a disagreeable policy. But on the other hand, if they're just providing abortions for people that are looking for them, then I don't see what the problem is there. 855-453, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, Planned Parenthood, I think there are some things that can be critiqued about it, but they also do a lot of good things, like, getting contraception into the hands of these teenagers. who, I don't know about you, Mark, but I don't think it's a good idea for 14-year-olds.
Contraception's better than abortion.
Yeah, more coming up here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts on the Girl Scouts, sexuality, teaching, etc.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, 2 for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE, the live Saturday edition of the program, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there. So enjoy those. And the features include, by the way, our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find quick access to our live streams and podcasts, m.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has it all. They have knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, and much, much more. They've got the name brands that you want, and they've got them at the prices, at prices that will really stun you at how low they are. They're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You know how important that is when you're ordering online. Some prices, in fact, are so low that they can't even be mentioned on the air. Manufacturer stipulations. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's coupon code FTL at manventureoutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com.
So we've been talking about the Girl Scouts here, and actually what brought this up is apparently an organization that is calling for them to, well, basically completely change how they do things at the Girl Scouts with some of their sexual education they do. They're teamed up with Planned Parenthood, apparently, and this young lady, 14-year-old Taylor from Ventura County.
The Girl Scouts has teamed up with Planned Parenthood.
Yes, I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear. She has put out a video where they're calling to make these changes, and also, according to the story over at CBS Los Angeles, they're upset that they've allowed a 7-year-old transgender boy to join a Colorado-based troop last fall. I guess that's kind of what sparked all of this. Now, I actually went over to HonestGirlScouts.com, and curiously, the video that they, you know, this video is being touted on national news here. It's been pulled. Now, I don't mean YouTube pulled it. They set it private. When you've got a YouTube account, you can have private videos that only certain people are given access to. So if I put your name on the list of people, then you can see it, but no one else can.
Hmm.
So this video, which ostensibly was public because it's advertised on their website, watch the video below, it says here at HonestGirlScouts.com, it's been made private.
Maybe so. I just received so much backlash on this. You know, generally the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered groups tend to be pretty organized these days.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on there. So I can't watch the video, but I'm just going to have to take CBS News's word for it here. They are trying to basically change all they can about the Girl Scouts. Now, a flyer on the website alleged that the new CEO, Ana Maria Chavez, is a member of a pro-abortion feminist coalition and suggested that the former CEO, Kathy Cloninger, never retracted her stated goal of partnering with Planned Parenthood to provide good and information-based sex education. Now, I'd be interested to hear more about, why it is the Girl Scouts are providing sex education. Is it because they feel like the sex education in government school is lacking? Because I bet it is. I bet that anybody that takes...
I don't think government school has any business doing it, sex education, frankly.
I agree with you. I agree with you there. I think that parents should be able to choose what sort of curriculum their kids have, and it shouldn't be foisted upon them.
I do like a science-based education in reproduction. I'd like more of that for kids rather than, you know, I mean, some parents get really upset about trying to talk about these things and just won't do it.
Right. I remember when I was in middle school, I think it was sixth grade, there was a science teacher we had who had his genitalia coloring contest. It was very controversial, as you might imagine, which, of course, for the kids, it was a blast. I mean, everybody thought it was hilarious.
Well, I think it gets it out there, yeah.
Yeah, it really does. And he got, you know, there was some backlash that came at him for that. Now, interestingly, it's the same guy, and I've talked about him before on the air, Steve Dacey, same guy who was fired, I think when I was in like eighth grade, when they found out that he was growing marijuana in his greenhouse at his house. I guess his neighbor had snitched him out.
Yeah, that's not going to go well.
The cops had come and raided his home. They took his marijuana plants and then, you know, string him up on charges. He ended up losing his job and then years later actually getting his job back, interestingly. So I think he's back teaching in the Sarasota County school system down there.
Last I heard.
Which is great, because he was really, like, he was the best science teacher I've ever had. And just so happens he smoked marijuana. Now, he said it was for medical conditions, glaucoma or something like that, if I'm recalling correctly.
That's what I'd say, too.
But anyway, that was just my aside from the same. He's the same guy who did the genitalia coloring contest.
Yeah, you know, and I think that probably the lack of science-based education around sexual education, and I don't know what things are like in public schools. I couldn't claim that, but I've got a problem with people being forced to fund public schools when they don't want kids taught sexual education or
right.
whatever.
Or and whatever.
It's a one-size-fits-all kind of paradigm, and I don't think you necessarily need that.
Or maybe you don't want your kids taught about evolution, or maybe you don't want them taught about creation and science.
Or maybe you don't want them taught math. Who knows?
What do they call it? Yeah, you should be able to choose these things, and of course, that's a whole other issue about government schools and how there's, you know, we don't need to have a coercive government school system, and that parents, in the absence of these government schools, would be able to select market-based schools that provided exactly the curriculum that they were looking for. And if they didn't, they could create their own schools and provide that curriculum. But in the case of the Girl Scouts, I don't know if they take government money. I've never heard that they do, but then again, I'm not involved in the
organization. They seem to sell a lot of cookies.
Yeah, so Girl Scouts, and besides that, you know, the Girl Scouts is a completely consensual organization. You don't have to send your girl, you know, your daughter, or in this case your transgendered son, to the Girl Scouts if you don't want to. If you don't like their policies, you can try to boycott them and try to change them, or you can start some other kind of organization. How about the Intolerant Scouts? You know, you could try that. Because that's really what we're talking about here, is that some people are very intolerant of people that are different sexually. What sparked all this? A 7-year-old boy
who's
transgendered.
What is the suggestion that they do with this? I don't like using the term transgendered boy. If the little boy thinks he's a girl, then okay, whatever. Taylor. What do they do with Taylor?
Taylor is the 14-year-old girl who's protesting.
Oh, what's the...
We don't know the boy's name.
Okay. What do you do with this transgendered child in this circumstance? No scouts for you? Do you send him to the Boy Scouts where, believe me, he's going to be picked on miserably? Or do you send him to the Girl Scouts where, I don't know what it's going to be like, but it probably isn't going to be comfortable for everybody. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's weird.
1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you are a parent, or if you were a parent, and your daughter was, you know, going to the Scouts, and then all of a sudden, 7-year-old, boy shows up who says he's a girl, they allow him or her into the organization. Is that something that's a deal-breaker for you? Is that something that is going to upset you? Or are you supportive of this decision on the part of the Girl Scouts? And if it does upset you, are you going to stop ordering their cookies? I mean, how could you say no to the cute little girl that comes knocking on your door here in a few weeks when springtime comes around? She comes knocking on your door. Are you going to tell her no?
No, sorry. Your organization let a transgendered boy in Wisconsin in.
1-855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-3733. You can also bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff, that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. The number is 1-855-453, 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. Lots of stuff over at freetalklive.com, and we give it all away. The bulletin board system is there as well. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners on the BBS over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about your New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy things happening around the world, whether it's unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters. For my preparation, I recommend wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches. They prepare in just minutes just by adding water. They have a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today. You can get a free entree sample with coupon code FTL, and that same coupon code will get you no-cost shipping on any order for a limited time. It's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOOD-WISE. This is a no-brainer. You can get the free entree sample with coupon code FTL. Try it out and see. I mean, you've got insurance, all other kinds of insurance in your life. You need insurance in case of some kind of natural disaster. It's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE, promo code FTL.
All right, so we're talking about the Girl Scouts. You know, probably wouldn't hurt to have a scout around in the case of some sort of a natural disaster. In this case, the Girl Scouts are, there's a bit of controversy, again, surrounding their organization for basically being tolerant towards people. In this case, a 7-year-old transgender boy was allowed to join a Colorado-based troop last fall And that has apparently outraged 14-year-old Taylor, who had, I'm sure with the instructions and assistance of her parents, created a video and put it out there suggesting that people boycott the troops, that they boycott the cookie sales this year, and I guess in hopes that the Girl Scouts will reject this 7-year-old boy and any other future transgendered folks that would like to join the scouting organization. Among other things that they're complaining about, their association with Planned Parenthood and the fact that they do sexual education, they want all of these things to be changed. And of course, it's a lot easier to complain about something than to actually do something and create a competing organization, which of course would be the best solution, in my opinion. If you want to create an intolerant scouts, then
there's
you
gotta be
do
some,
that.
Christian, you know, scouting type organization out there.
Well, there's the Boy Scouts, but you mean for girls. Let's go to Matthew, listening to WNIS in Norfolk. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, exactly. If they want a neutral gender troop, let them go start one. If they want to be, you know, a gay troop. But we as Americans, we should not keep tolerating this. It's getting to be ridiculous, okay?
Tolerating what? Just to be clear, tolerating what?
If someone decides he wants to be a woman and flaunt himself as such, keep it to yourself, go wherever you want. If you go into the Girl Scout troop and your thing falls out and the girls kick you behind, okay, then you got what's coming to you. We're not going to put up with you. You're not gonna force your ways down our throat. Time is up for that, man.
This is a seven-year-old child. Are you aware of that?
Hey, look, but his parents need to get control of him or let their child know if you try it, some girls are going to kick your butt. I think seven-year-old girls will kick his butt.
They may very well kick the get the children could be very animalistic. There's no doubt about it. I've read Lord of the Flies. My question to you is this. What was that?
Let the parents protect their child. No, you can't go into the Girl Scouts because you're a boy, okay?
Except he doesn't think he's a boy. He thinks he's a girl and acts like a girl.
I want to know what you would do in this circumstance. What do you do when your child, and I mean, we know that there's all these anomalies in the world. People are born with ambiguous sexual parts. People are born with two sexual parts. People are born without arms or legs. I mean, people are born differently. What would you do if your little 7-year-old boy... Wait, let me finish my question.
One of each genitalia. I would give him an X and Y chromosome test to find out which one he truly is, or which one she truly is.
Sometimes they'll come out with ambiguous chromosomes too. It's not that easy. Sometimes they'll come up with ambiguous chromosomes. They'll have two Ys and one X, two Xs and one Y. These things happen also. So I want to know what you'd do if you had a child who, a little boy who believed he was a little girl. What would you do in that circumstance?
He dropped off the line.
I think there might have been some kind of phone trouble there.
But it's a good question. It sounded like he would kick his butt, Mark. He wanted the little girls to kick the boy's butt, so maybe if he was the father, he would kick.
I don't think butt-kicking is going to fix this particular scenario.
Not.
I mean, I understand frustration. I mean, I've been in situations where I'm with a transgendered person, and I've been uncomfortable. I've been like, this is unusual for me. This is not something common for me to deal with. But what do you do? It's them. Not you, and they've got to...
You can run all the tests you want to, but it doesn't matter. You can run a test to see if the gender is correct or whatever, but ultimately it's about how the person feels. And in this case, the little boy has a penis, but he feels like he's a girl.
You know,
so
and whatever uncomfort, whatever lack of comfort I have in that particular instance pales in comparison to what it must be like for that person to live in that body.
Me as the
individual standing in like the cell phone store. I was once in the cell phone store with a transgender person, and it made me uncomfortable. I'll admit it. You know, that's the truth of it.
Were you uncomfortable because you were attracted to
him? No, I was not attracted.
Let's go to Tony, listening to XM Satellite Radio in Missouri. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Ian. How are you tonight?
Hey, Tony. What's on your mind, sir?
I want to add a little bit more information to the story here because I heard a report on it earlier this week. First of all, the transgendered female name in Colorado is Bobby. And okay. a little bit more information on this. What happened was this young youth tried to join this Girl Scout troop in Colorado, and what had happened was the entire troop in Colorado, instead of allowing him to join, they disbanded the whole Girl Scout troop and formed this, their own separate thing. Now, the Girl Scouts of America, what their official stance is that they allow transgendered females in if they identify themselves as a female and their parents will present them as a female. Now, currently, this youth is not willing to do that, nor are his parents. So that's
interesting.
Part of the problem.
That would make sense, then. I see where you're coming
from.
So
it's a little boy that claims to be a little girl, but dresses like a little boy and has a haircut like a little boy.
From what I understand, he's very, very effeminate and is very, very transgendered, but yet he's not at an age where he's comfortable to make the call that he is a girl, and that's what you have to do, according to the Girl Scouts of America.
They've got rules. I'm fine with their rules.
That's a sensible rule to me. I think that makes total sense. If you want to be a Girl Scout and you are transgender, then you've got to be a girl. I mean, you've got to embrace that. That makes sense.
Exactly. Now, personally, I feel the child should, if they feel that way, they should do it, and then they should be allowed in the troop. They quit being mean, you know? Why they got to be so mean to this young person like this?
I'm with you. That makes total sense to me, Tony. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, just that I love the show. I've been listening for about 3 months, and I'm totally hooked on the whole scene here. You guys are great. Thanks,
dude. Appreciate your call tonight. That's Tony listening over on XM's Extreme Talk. 855-453 is the toll-free number.
Yeah, if somebody wants to present themselves as male and then wants to join the Girl Scouts, I can see that. I can totally see the issue. You know why that's going to be. You know why are you going to just let any boy join the Girl Scouts at that point?
Of course not.
You know, just for fun, just for kicks. No, I'm knowing this additional information, I can see why they've made whatever decisions they've made.
Yeah, this is a pretty sparse news piece here.
But I think
CBS Los
Angeles. It's an interesting question to ask oneself just in general about transgendered children. These anomalies, and I don't mean to single them out in any way, shape, or form, but they exist. And everybody's an anomaly. Everybody's weird. I mean, you know, the caller that called in from Norfolk, he's weird too. I've got big old ears. You know, I mean, what are you going to do? But this little boy believes that he's a little girl.
Not far enough, though, apparently. So 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, presuming what Tony was saying is the case, and I have no reason to disbelieve him. 1-855-450-3733. Share your thoughts. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Live Saturday edition of the program. We do this thing 7 nights a week, so you can, of course, grab as many archives as you would like over at freetalklive.com. You just go click and download as many as you want all the way back to late 2006. It's all free for you at freetalklive.com. And if you like the fact that we give you the archives for free, you might want to support the show voluntarily by going and becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is we'll take $3 a month in from you, invest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was, too, for many years. And you know, they're not good for you. In fact, it might just kill you. There's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier, the e-cigarette from Vaporsmiths.com. It's one of the best-made e-cigarettes on the market today, and when you start using it, you'll have all kinds of benefits. There's a monetary benefit. It costs about half, at the very least half, to vaporize on an e-cigarette than it does to smoke a cigarette. It's also 22,000 times healthier, as I had mentioned. No more ashtray mouth, no secondhand smoke. Your clothes won't smell. You don't have to stand out by the dumpster in the rain at work when you're smoking. You can use it just about anywhere. There's free shipping if you purchase the 40 cartomizers that it takes to get the free starter kit from Vaporsmiths.com. So you'll get a free starter kit and free shipping if you purchase 40 cartomizers. Those are the things that contain the nicotine. They have all kinds of different flavors. I like the strawberry, but there's vanilla, cherry, menthol, reds, Turkish classics, cloves, all kinds of different flavors. And the thing that makes the e-cigarette by Vaporsmiths.com special is it has a booster in it so that you get a nice big pull from the vaporizer. It's Vaporsmiths.com. Coupon code FTL. It's important. When you buy the 40 cartomizers, use coupon code FTL to get the free starter kit. Or you can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com.
We're talking about the Girl Scouts of America. They're being protested by an organization calling themselves HonestGirlScouts.com. It seems to be some sort of a religious organization that is very upset about some of the policies of the Girl Scouts, and rather than go out and create their own scouting organization and compete, they've decided to bitch and moan about it, which is, you know, it's a valid thing to do. It's just that, will they ever have success at changing this organization that has been established for, oh, I don't know, what, like a couple hundred years, hundred some years?
Seems like some time.
Yeah, they've been around.
I know it came out of Savannah, Georgia. That's about all I can tell you about Georgia, Girl Scouts.
So
they've got a new some new cookies coming out.
When they when you go to their website over at HonestGirlScouts.com, there's a link to a sheet, a flyer that they are asking their supporters to distribute. One of their complaints about the Girl Scouts is that they promote the LGBT agenda, that they pay New Age consultants to train Girl Scout executives. So again, kind of tipping their hat that this is definitely some sort of a religious group behind this. They're opposed to New Age consultants.
Often the conservative religious organizations really hate the competition from the New Age sort of religions. And, you know, you can have whatever opinion you want on it. I don't know if I'm a New Age religion believer or not.
Now, there's a claim here that they don't back up, at least not on this flyer, that just briefly says that they support United Nations anti-population goals. That's a pretty big claim. If it's true, then that's
not, I know about that.
Right, then that's not good news. But on the other hand,
but is the anti-population goals from the United Nations just have to do with handing out contraception?
Good question, Mark. I bet you that might be the case. That,
you know, because I've got those same population goals. I think that people that want contraception should have access to it. Now, I got no problem with people having to buy contraception, but if somebody wants to give it to other people, then I think they should be able to do that too.
Let's go to you and your thoughts here. Girl Scouts, they're being protested, and there was a video online about it by a teenage girl in California, but the video's been taken down. It's been set as private on YouTube, so no one can watch it anymore, which is very curious. Let's go to Nick, listening in West Virginia to WBTS in Charleston. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, love listening to your old show, by the way. You guys rock. But the thing is, I'm an Eagle Scout.
Excellent.
I know this is kind of on the other end of it, but there's a place for boys and the Boy Scouts and girls and the Girl Scouts. And there is, through the scouting organization called the Venture Scouts, where boys and girls can do it.
Really?
That's where this you're right. And they are mixed together, but I think that's where this person belongs, is in Venture Scouting.
But I didn't know that the Girl Scouts
do they have that in every town?
Yeah, well, not for every Boy Scout troop. There's not definitely a Venture Scout crew there.
So is the Venture Scouts a Boy Scouts organization?
It is through the Boy Scouts, yes.
I see.
How would the Boy Scouts feel about that? Because they've had the Boy Scouts have had sort of a recent history that has sort of been anti-gay agenda or whatever, and I'm wondering how they'd feel about that.
Well, I don't know.
It's hard to say.
I think a lot of that is on the parents, and as far as the boy goes, because I've got a 4-year-old little boy, and I'm going to raise him the way I was raised, and I turned out okay. There's an inflation of this whole gay agenda out there right now. I mean, if this 7-year-old,
so do you think the parents are making? Do you think the parents are making this kid sexually ambiguous by the way they're raising him?
I think. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah,
we haven't talked to them.
He says he's going to raise his kid the way he was raised, and I'm trying to figure out. He said that it was to some extent the parents I'm not going to say fault, at responsibility here, and I'm trying to figure out if that's what he's claiming. Because I have a 4-year-old boy too, and I'm not raising him the way I was raised. I'm trying to raise him to be an independent individual. Now I've never had to. It doesn't appear as though gender issues are going to play a role in my son's life, but he does have. He did get a dollhouse that he really loves from the neighbors. And, I can tell you, it bothers me that he's playing with this pink and yellow dollhouse. Of course, he's got Superman and Batman inside, and he's throwing Metallo at it. He's beating the heck out of it. But, I get where parents can get touchy in this area. I just, I don't.
It seems like the hang-up's all with you, though, Mark, right? I mean, like, he's over there with his dollhouse having himself a blast with his gay Batman and Superman living together there. And,
I don't know that he thinks that.
And you're the one who's got the problem.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Seriously, though, with 7 years old, if that kid's ever walked in the living room and Glee has been on the TV. I don't even watch that show in my house because it is confusing for a kid.
I've never watched
it. I don't want my kid to get the wrong impression. And if he's seeing that, any kind of show like that, because it's popping up everywhere I've noticed on TV these days.
Well, when you say it's confusing, I don't know what you mean. I've never seen the show, so I couldn't tell you what that means.
Well,
you say it's confusing.
There's a large number of gay people, boys who think they are girls, as far as the kid's mind, that act like girls. And it's just, it could be. I could definitely see it being confusing because that stuff wasn't on TV when we were young.
I remember Three's Company with Jack Tripper pretending to be gay so that he could live in the apartment with the two chicks out in California. And
but that was a comedic base. I mean, that was to be the comedic about it. Now
I haven't seen Glee, but I did see Will and Grace, and I thought that the flaming character on there, Jack, was just funny as he could be with his Cher impersonations.
They are funny. I, you know, I don't have a problem with gay people. I really don't. I have
they're
a problem
funny.
With them, but it's not meant to be. I don't know. It's just, it's good, and it's running wild. It really is. And I see it confusing kids. I really do.
Does it make you uncomfortable? I mean, you say you don't have a problem with it, but it sounds like you're uncomfortable with seeing. And we're not talking about transgender people on Glee. We're talking about gay people. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, we're talking about gay people, but I don't. I kind of classify those together because transgender, you're just wanting to be the other gender. I mean.
Well, I don't know if it's you're wanting to be necessarily
well,
as much
look,
as you feel
they classify
that way.
Themselves together, too, with the GLABTFRN thing that they do. So, I mean, if I could understand why people choose to make classifications. There's a lot of interior classifications in here, but I can see why people put it all in one big group. That's fine.
Well, I mean, the reality is, right, I mean, it's becoming more prevalent in our world, and that's a good thing because these people shouldn't have to feel like they need to hide away from the world, that they should be embarrassed about feeling the way they feel, about who they believe that they are, that they shouldn't have to, you know, stay in the closet their whole life. You don't think that should be the case, right?
No, but it's just, I don't know.
It's different.
All of a sudden? It is different.
It's tough. But I think that the best thing that you can do is be a good dad, and I think that that is the that's going to be the lighthouse, the beacon to which your son is going to be drawn. He's probably not going to be confused by you know, some flaming homosexuals on the TV that are largely there for entertainment. You know what it comes down to, I think, is being a good father in that circumstance and providing a good male role model.
Nick, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. That is,
I'm sure he does.
SACL, CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves, and I doubt seeing gay characters on television is going to turn someone gay. I mean, based on the gay folks that I've known in my life,
that wasn't the reason.
They've all been gay from the get go. They've always known that. More coming up. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
DingEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets Steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigHeadPress.com.